Okay, this will be today's In Touch, and it comes on the count in 3, 2, 1. Well, thank you, Leslie, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of the In Touch program here on WCCI. Today is World AIDS Day, and we're joined via telephone by Project Runway fashion designer Jack McEnroth and AIDS pioneer Dr. Michael Gottlieb. And gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate the time. I know it's a busy morning for both of you, but let's talk a little bit about this campaign, Living Positive by Design, and what that entails, if you would, please.
Well, sure. This is Jack, and I've been HIV positive for 20 years now. And as a result of my exposure on Project Runway, I started this great HIV education campaign called Living Positive by Design, like you mentioned, which is a partnership with Merck. And what we really aim to do is fight the stigma that's associated with HIV. So people will get tested, and people that are HIV positive will take the appropriate measures to partner with a physician that they feel comfortable with, get on a medication regimen that's tolerable to their system and keeps their virus at an undetectable viral load, which Dr. Gottlieb can probably explain a little bit more about what that is. But anyone listening who does find themselves HIV positive can go to our website, which is livingpositivebydesign.com, and there's a lot of great information out there. So, you know, it's just a day to really reflect and draw attention to the fact that we need to keep talking about HIV and AIDS because there's not a cure. There's a lot more treatments that are available, but it's still a very serious issue.
Dr. Absolutely. Gottlieb, what would you like to add to that? And if you would, kind of approach it from your perspective as well.
Well, my perspective, this is Michael Gottlieb, my perspective is that I've been treating HIV and AIDS for about 30 years now, since the disease was first described in 1981, and I've seen the significant progress that's been made over the years since it was first identified. And this year, World AIDS Day comes at a very exciting time in treatment when new options, new treatments are available that fight the virus in totally new ways, and these are now available to patients. And so patients should have an opportunity to talk with their doctors to find out if the newer treatments might be right for them, because the treatments are effective, and we're focusing much more on tolerability. So patients in the past who have feared going on medication because of side effects, medications today are improved. They're not perfect. Every medicine has side effects, but they're much more tolerable than they were in past years. Patients who are on medicines that they can take easily, they're tolerable, have a greater likelihood of staying on them and adhering to their medicine regimen, and that is something that's associated with a much more favorable outcome in the treatment of their HIV.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today. I know you're off to other interviews this morning, but any final thoughts or anything you'd like to reemphasize? We'll start with you, Jack.
I just think, just send out a message of hope and you know, have... If you feel comfortable, have thoughtful discussions about HIV. Keep the national conversation and the international global conversation going. We all need to fight the stigma together so people are more apt to be honest with their partners and their physicians and go out and get tested and get the treatment that they need.
And I close.
Okay, thank you. And how about you, doctor?
Well, I close with the fact that the people's perception that the HIV epidemic is a thing of the past is not on the mark, and HIV is still very much with us. So we need to encourage testing and treatment and care and concern for people living with HIV and AIDS here in the U.S. and around the world as well.
Well, thank you so much for making time for us this morning. Good luck with this campaign. We wish you the very best, and we really appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you.